It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Do not be alarmed. We're doing the brew a little earlier since Greg Cosell from NFL Films is going to join us at 6:30. So here we go. The Rockies limp home after a 1-6 road trip to start the season. Although they did show signs of life, they had a 5-run eighth inning to tie the game up in Chicago last night, 8-8. But then they give up a shoddy, sloppy run in the bottom of the eighth.
It's not like them.
With wild
pitches. They can play great defense normally.
Strikes and that kind of thing. So they end up losing 9-8. Bud Black, ever the eternal optimist.
Hopefully that gives us some momentum going into the off day and then into our homestand. It was a tough trip, right? We didn't pitch great. We didn't swing the bats great. That was a good sign, though.
Oh, hello, darkness, my old friend. Boy, is that the most appropriate soundtrack for Bud. So, 1-6. Although, good news, Mark,
yeah.
KB. That's what they call him around the Rockies.
Yeah.
KB, Chris Bryant, first two hits of the season, now hitting a robust 100.
I saw his first hit. Laser show. Grounder through the five hole, right between third and seeing eye grounder. Really put the wood to it.
So we will suspend our pessimism and whatever negative thoughts we have about the Rockies for at least one day with opening day tomorrow. Hope always springs eternal on opening day. Going to be a beautiful day. So, hey.
Did our O's get another walk-off yesterday?
The O's got another walk-off.
Another walk-off by our O's, man.
Mm-hmm. Next on the Morning Brew. Nuggets and Az both in action tonight after being off. The Nuggets in L.A. to take on the Clippers. And the Avalanche in Minnesota to take on the Wild. Jared Bednar wants his team to maintain their focus coming down the stretch.
Well, I think it's a challenge every year. You know, like you get, it's kind of like that week before the trade deadline where guys' minds go to different places. Still quite a bit of hockey left to be played in important hockey. So focusing on the immediate task at hand, tomorrow, mini. Next night, Edmonton, sort of staying present in the moment.
At some point, we're going to have a real good idea of whether the Avs are going to be able to make a serious push for first place in the division. Because right now, they're 5 points behind Dallas. Do have a game in hand. The Avs do. But at some point, we're going to get to a point where, you know, catching Dallas might not be realistic, which might not be the worst thing, because then you can rest some key guys for what you hope will be a long playoff run.
Yeah, well, they got a bird in the bush.
They do have a bird in the bush.
Bird in the bush.
As you like to call these games in hand.
And it's a 4-point game. When they play them, right? Dallas?
Yeah. I guess you could also look at some of the importance of the games coming down the stretch. They do play Winnipeg. Although Winnipeg.
I just don't.
Winnipeg, to me, it's like, sign me up for Winnipeg. I think that'd be a tremendous first round matchup. Winnipeg with very little playoff. Yeah. History.
It's kind of what
recently.
You said about the Kraken last year.
I know.
Kraken got me nervous.
But
I'm still nervous about that Kraken matchup.
Winnipeg's not playing well. 4-5-1 in their last 10.
Remember when we had the Kraken guy on?
We should probably get him on and apologize.
Right.
1 year anniversary.
It was kind of, I mean, what? Patronize somebody,
boy,
right?
We were like just patting him on the head. Oh man,
you guys are cute.
Kraken. Yeah. Cute Kraken.
Let's just show back up in the league.
Yeah. Oh, what a nice
scary
story.
The Kraken are scary.
Ooh.
They're scary.
they can beat us. Next on the Morning Brew. Yeah, the Nuggets take it on the Clippers tonight. And we'll see if Jamal Murray plays, but.
You think he will?
At this point, why?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
You already sent a clear message. You're getting him ready for the playoffs, so why would you still play him with 6-7 games left to go?
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
The Clippers. Clippers are pretty set in that four hole, although they got to be careful because Dallas has been playing really well. They could end up having a Dallas or Phoenix overtake them. But where are you with the Clippers? as a threat.
I just don't see it. Obviously, they had that stretch like a couple months ago where they're playing really well. But
they've been cool since the been basically a 500 team since the All-Star break.
Yeah. I'm not, they don't age, chemistry. I just don't sweat them. Come on. I mean, everybody says the same thing. I mean, even guys in the NBA, if the Nuggets are playing their five starters together, there's nobody better in the NBA than the Nuggets five starters together.
I suppose you have to still show a little veteran respect for them because they can, in theory, trot out Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook all at the same time.
Who guards Jokic?
That'd be Zubac. Zubac.
Oh, I used to have them Zubacs.
Avika Zubac.
When I was playing the Super Bowl for Washington, we went to that Zubac factory and wore those pants. Yes. What were those called? Zubas,
yeah,
right?
Those were
Zubac pants.
That was a regrettable.
No, it wasn't. It was awesome.
Regrettable.
We drove down on a Tuesday on our day off to the plant.
Uh-huh.
And just walked through the plant and loaded up with Zubas.
It was
awesome. I got everybody an outfit. My parents got it. My mom, Zubac pants. Here you go. Everybody got an outfit.
It was a regrettable end of the 80s and not a strong start for the 90s.
No. Those pants were awesome. Zubas? That's all I wore.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
Rogue and Johnny, do you guys know what Zubas are?
They do not know.
Zubac. Sweats?
Do you know what boombas are?
No, I don't know what boombas are. Probably a ripoff of Zubas. I would imagine. You guys don't do anything original. None of your guys' stuff is original. Remake movies, remake songs. Every song has some beat from the 80s. Like, all you guys do is rip. All you guys do is rip stuff off.
Boombas are like shoes for softball and baseball. And like you wear them.
Yeah, you're going with pants.
No, yeah, Zubas. Well, she didn't tell me what they were. She said, Boomba, Zumba. Let's make pants that look just like Zumbas. Or we call them Boombas. Yeah.